grain. My knife is sharp enough to slit your throat before you can make a single sound. Good boy. I'm almost sorry for breaking into your house. I would have preferred it if you would have let me in, but that was impossible. Maybe next time. It's a really lovely headstone, isn't it? Do you like it? I decided it would be an appropriate gift to leave on your bed. Of course, it belongs for older brother, but I brought it just for you. You wouldn't believe what it took just to get it here. Keep your pretty little hand out of your pocket. I'd hate to have to break it. I know you're not armed. Silly. Your phone is more annoying than dangerous. Well, I would have to hurt you if you try to call anyone. I can outrun you. I'm stronger than you. I don't even need this knife to kill you. It's just how I'm made. Some people are meant to get degrees and settle down. I'm just naturally a predator. Or maybe supernaturally. I don't particularly care either way. For example, I knew how to drive here today even though I'd never even tried, and I've been at that place for almost 2 decades. This knife feels like an extension of my arm. Yeah, I've killed everyone who's crossed my path tonight. Some for good reason, and others just because they were there. They'll say I'm a psychotic killer, but it's really a lot simpler than that. I'm just a girl who knows what she wants and knows how to get it. I admit that I was a little disappointed that you never came to visit, but I understand now. They told you I was dead, that I died in an accident with her older brother. That was easier. You would have been too young to understand the romance of what really happened. I murdered her older brother, and then they put me away, like a broken piece of furniture that someone can't bear to part from. I wouldn't speak to them. The good doctor knew, however. He knew that I was thinking about you. He told me, over and over, that I would never see you ever again. But I guess he was wrong. Wasn't he? He's probably the only one that thinks I was coming home. He's wrong about my intentions, too. He assumes that because I killed one brother, I'd want to kill you, too. I mean, sure, I fantasized about killing you sometimes, but mostly I was just obsessed with you. You're my little brother, so why wouldn't I be? You're mine by blood. I'm entitled to you. Anyway, they were careful for a long time, but then they got sloppy. They stopped listening to my doctor. They decided I wasn't dangerous anymore. And they even started describing the murder as being caused by an unknown neurological event. And talked about releasing me into a halfway house. They simply cannot understand why I stabbed her brother through the heart, slit his throat, and let his blood pour all over me. I did love him, you know. That's why I killed him with a knife. It was quick and bloody and intense. I smeared it all over my body afterwards. It was so romantic. Oh, I wanted him all over me at the end. I wanted him to know how much I loved him. And, you know, I think I saw it in his eyes. Alongside the fear. The appreciation of how I did it. And how close I was.
You don't want to reject me, do you?
He rejected me. I loved him once, but now he's just another name on cold stone.
I could have made him so happy. But instead, I made him cold and dead. Oh well, it couldn't be helped. Of course, I didn't murder him because he rejected me. I'm not crazy. I could have convinced him, maybe, to love me back over time. I killed him. Because he was letting other girls touch him. And no one else can have my brothers but me. Yes, that includes you. Oh, well, you get a pass before now because... Let's face it, you had no idea that you even still had a sister before tonight. The girls who touched you, though, I had to deal with them. What else do you think I've been doing all night? Shh, shh. Relax. It had to be done. I was so angry and... I couldn't very well punish you. Could I? I mean, if you ever flirt with another girl, I'll really have to drive home my point. I probably wouldn't kill you for that. Probably, but... You'd remember how much it hurt, and I would mark you forever.
Forever.
But I'm sure that won't happen, so maybe we should focus on more pleasant things. Like, I guess it really is a happy Halloween for you, isn't it?